sounds of go-go. With the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside, in the crowd and lonely night, well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. Nothing to prove, but I'm dancing on with myself. If I looked all over the world, and there's every type of girl, but your empty eyes seem to pass me by, leave me dancing on with myself. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. It'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance.
Hello, this is Pickled Beats, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Coming to you live from the studio with a special guest who was here before, but now is going to take a more active role on the show. last week, Maddie was here with her parents, and this week, Sabrina, I'm here with my boyfriend, Jacob.
Hi, guys.
And we're doing a spiral. Shocker. Actually, I don't know if that's a shocker, or ironically or not. But you guys just heard Panic by the Smiths, and then Dancing with Myself by Billy Idol. Do you want to say something about those songs?
Yeah, so you chose Panic. You chose Panic, and it reminded me of Dancing Myself, which was a song in my run rotation in London, so
I see, yeah.
Naturally. Yeah.
Panic was something I also listened to a lot in London. If no one knew who's out there listening, we met in London, so there's a lot of drawbacks to that time on this playlist. Anyways, next we have Let's Dance, which I have a little anecdote, and I can share that afterwards.
We'll be right back.
Hello, we're back. You just heard a long version of David Bowie's Let's Dance and Twist and Shout by the Beatles. I queued up Let's Dance because Dancing with Myself is a song about dancing, and Let's Dance is also a song about dancing. Also, personal memory with Let's Dance, it is the song that, it is a soundtrack to all of the family, like, iMovie fade-in, fade-out family photo slideshows that my dad made of us when we were growing up, so whenever I hear that song, I think of pictures of me at the beach in the summer. Why did you cue up Twist and Shout, Jacob?
Yeah, I hadn't heard that song in a long time, the David Bowie Let's Dance, and the opening 30 seconds of it kind of reminded me of the big culmination in Twist and Shout, so felt familiar, and yeah, went with that.
Also
on the theme of dancing and moving.
True. Makes me think of
Twisting and Shouting.
A Ferris Bueller, a movie
yes.
you're personally fond of. So
yes.
Next song, essentially the Latino version of Twist and Shout. La Bamba. It's good. I think it pretty much has the same beat. I don't know. Or maybe they just
same rhythm
feel kind of. The same.
Yeah.
But anyways, here's Richie Valens.
Soy marinero.
We're back. This is an interesting story about how we came, well, to Mrs. Robinson. La Bamba, we know. It sounds like Twist and Shout. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Also, 2 weeks ago when we did a spiral, and you were also here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We talked a lot about Buddy Holly and people who died in plane crashes, and Richie Valens died in that plane crash with
Same
Buddy
plane
Holly.
Crash. Yeah.
And it was shocking to learn that Buddy Holly was like 22, but apparently Richie Valens was 17.
Yeah.
Which is crazy that I'm so much older than he is and look what he accomplished. Anyways, you want to let us know?
Yeah, I can delve into the spiral a little bit. So the death of Richie Valens inspired the song American Pie by Don McLean. Naturally, I thought of the movie American Pie. And that was actually the first time that I heard Mrs. Robinson, because it's part of the soundtrack. So yeah, that explains that connection.
We toyed with the idea of playing the early 2000s cover of Mrs. Robinson, but ultimately opted not to.
Lemonheads was a little too upbeat.
It was very...
A little very 2000s.
It sounded like Blink-182,
yes.
Which can be good sometimes, but...
I thought it was fitting for the American Pie theme, but I don't know.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Yeah.
Probably last time I saw it, I was like 13. Which is about the time when you would be watching something like American Pie. Anyways, next up, another song named after a Mrs. Here we go.
out here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby is drama, mama. Don't like me. Doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out and let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's full grown. That we feel this way forever. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. Miss Jackson,
times out of nine. Now if I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Look at the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. See your little nose ass homegirl and got your ass in up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left to straddle and ride this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more cause my dick all in, I'm out. I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, can be cheating, beating. And the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. Miss Jackson, ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Hello, Miss Jackson, Miss Robinson,
Mrs. Robinson,
Mrs.
Miss Jackson,
and Miss Jackson. Mm. That always tripped me up as a kid, you know, when you had to fill out form. Well, I guess you just have Mr.
Yeah.
So you don't have that struggle. But you know, I remember being a kid and being like, wait a second, when I fill out a form, like, do I give myself a title, and if I give myself a title, is it the Ms. or is it M-I-S-S, Miss? Like, I don't even know. I do know it's Ms., but not Mrs., because Mrs. would mean that I'm married, which is I'm not. So, Outcast. Anyways, that song actually is about Erykah Badu, which leads us into our next song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know. I learned today that it's about her.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
But before we listen to her, Jacob has a little PSA to share with us.
Yep. Public service announcement specifically for the Tufts community. Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times, most dangerously when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stoned drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. I wouldn't recommend the tea, though. Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination, instead of worrying about whether you might kill people with a single mistake in your judgment.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all.
You're a good reader.
Thank you.
I feel like in elementary school, you probably raised your hand a lot.
I liked to read in elementary
read
school.
To read out loud.
Yeah. That ended around high school, probably.
I hated to read out loud. It was bad. I was always nervous and would trip up my words.
I definitely don't volunteer to do that.
Anyways, I'm always impressed in my college literature classes when people raise their hands and do a really good job reading.
It takes some courage.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a skill that I'm working on. Anyways, Didn't Chanel by Erykah Badu.
Thank you.
Hello. Oof, I got enveloped in that song. Knowing Me, Knowing You, ABBA. Didn't You Know? Both songs with "No" in the title.
Pretty surface level. Yeah.
Doesn't have to be too complicated sometimes. Do you have any recent ABBA memories?
Just hearing it a lot out abroad in the clubs. Particularly Gimme Gimme Gimme.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I went to the ABBA Museum when I was abroad.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're in Sweden?
In Sweden, yeah. In Stockholm.
I didn't make it to Sweden. I went to Denmark, but...
The ABBA Museum is cool. A little overpriced, but I do recommend. There's a lot of interactive activities where you can, like, dance with holographs of the members. Anyway, I didn't know they were two married couples.
Yeah,
which is kind of wild.
Crazy. Yeah.
For back then in the 70s. But yeah, Eurovision, ABBA. I guess the next song is your song. You picked it, but I
sort of. I think you helped me. You aided me pretty.
Yeah. The next song is a special one. Probably on the top three songs of all time for me. Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks. I chose it because, oh my God, I'm blanking on the connection.
I should have listened to it more when I was in London. I don't know.
I think ABBA was just something I listened to abroad, and so Waterloo Sunset is very much reminiscent of London, so, and the station. Did you go to the station?
No, I don't think
so. You didn't take any trains out of Waterloo?
I don't think so. I lived near King's Cross, so it was definitely
true. I did take more trains out
and
of
Euston,
there.
And Euston. A lot of Euston.
Hmm. I took some trains out of Waterloo, so...
All right.
Here's Waterloo Sunset by the King.
Swarming like black and white. I try to keep an open mind, but I just can't sleep on this tonight. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. I know I can, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? Don't know how else to say it. Don't wanna see my parents cold. Generations length away from fighting life out on my own. Oh, come on, stop this train. I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. I know I can, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? Just begun. Had a talk with my old man, said help me understand. He said turn 68, oh, you really go. She ain't, don't stop this train. Don't form a man and change the place you're in. Don't think I could have never understood. I tried. Stop this train. Dark, yeah. Singing, stop this train. I wanna get off and go back home again. I can't take the speed this thing is moving in. I know I can't, cause now I see I'm never gonna stop this train. Never gonna stop this train. Oh, I'm never gonna stop this train. Oh, I'm never gonna stop this train. Oh, I'm never gonna stop this train.
Thank you. How you feel tonight? You ready to hear a lot of music?
Hi guys. Do you want to explain that? Waterloo to train. Stop this train. Connection.
Yeah. Well, Waterloo Sunset is about Waterloo Station in London, which we touched on before.
And which I determined that I actually have been to. in the meantime, yeah.
And Stop This Train is a song about trains and about time. And I feel like trains typically stand in for time as a metaphor in our culture. So
particularly fitting for senior year of college.
Yes. I listened to that song a lot when I was graduating high school, and it feels a little full circle to now resonate with the sentiments in the song again, which I don't know how I feel about that. But I do think that time is moving a little too fast these days, but that's okay, because everyone's going through it as well.
It's Saturday night. Let's not get too down.
I agree. Also, John Mayer. John Mayer is my, like, Boston art. I came to college associating a lot of his music with Boston just because I knew that he was a student at Berklee College of Music. So that kind of association was very much in my mind coming to college here.
Should I tee up our last song?
Yes.
So when I heard the train, similar to the train connection, kind of following that riff, I thought of Midnight Train to Georgia, and then yes. I thought of Georgia, and I honestly prefer Georgia on My Mind by Ray Charles more than Midnight Train to Georgia, so I figured that would be a good one to close it
out. Damn, you prefer it?
I prefer it. This song is so good.
Okay.
I like it.
I've never heard it.
I didn't hear it for the first time until freshman year of college, so it reminds me of that time.
Okay. I've not heard the Ray Charles version, so I'm excited. This is a first listen for me.
It's very slow, but it's good.
Okay.
I like it.
Well, this has been Pickled Beats.
Number 5, right?
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we're going to close it off with Georgia on My Mind.
Good night, guys.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh, Georgia.